I find that one of the big reasons why people don't make those all-important phone calls and get in contact with people when they first start the business is because they don't really know what they're doing. They don't know what to say. They don't know the right words to use, and so that stalls them. And once you've started to hesitate, then that quickly turns into prevarication, and before you know it, you're doing a lot more thinking than doing. And so what we need to do is actually speak to people. So I want to do a series of voicemail messages, which gives you an idea of how I contact people and how I've learned to contact people so that it feels comfortable, both for me, the person making the phone call, and for the person that I'm making the phone call to. So they feel pleased with the phone call, whatever the results are, and how to make a phone call that is effective, that gets the results that you want. And so I'm going to do a series of voicemails on the right words to use, the right tone to use, what to actually say to people, and there's a whole range of different things you can say to people in order to get them to have a look at the business. Also, how to handle their questions and objections, because there are only a certain number of questions and objections you get when you call people, if you call them in the right way. And if you don't know how to handle them, it's easy to become unstuck. So I'll go through a series of how to handle the most commonly asked questions. First of all, though, I just want to create a context for me making the phone call. When I make a phone call, I have a clear objective in mind. And I want to talk a little bit about the purpose of making the phone call. My ultimate objective when contacting somebody is to have a long-term business relationship with somebody that's mutually fruitful. I want somebody to join the business who's going to see the opportunity on offer, who's going to put the work in order to transform their life using Forever as a vehicle. I want to work with them to help them do that. I want to help them improve their life. And by working together, I know that I can help improve their life. And of course, as well as them getting paid for building their Forever business, I'll get paid too. And that's the whole point. It is mutually beneficial. However, when I make the phone call, I can't give them enough information for them to make that kind of decision. It's like asking somebody to marry you on the first date. You'd just scare them off. Wouldn't really work. So what we need to do is we need to think about the purpose of the actual phone call we're making, the short-term purpose. I call it the objective. When I want somebody to join the business, the way I'm going to get them to join the business is by them having enough information so they can make a decision as to whether the Forever business is for them or not, whether it will add to their life. And the only way I have discovered of giving somebody enough information is for them to attend a business presentation. So before somebody can decide to join my business, they will need to have come to a business presentation. So my objective is to get somebody to a business presentation. However, it's quite a big ask if you're asking somebody to leave the warmth of their home one evening to drive 20, 30, 50, 100 miles to go to a business presentation when they don't really know what they're going for. You see, I want somebody not only to turn up to a business presentation because they think there might be something in it for them, but I want them to come with the right frame of mind. So if I just invite somebody along and they're not quite sure what they're coming to, they'll probably come along with a suspicious mind, they'll probably be grudging the time they're given up, and I don't want them to be thinking like that. So in order to invite them to the business presentation, I'm going to actually have a one-to-one with them in the first place. A one-to-one is a simple presentation that we have between one person and another. That's why it's called a one-to-one. I'm going to give you a brief outline of how to do a one-to-one on my next, or one of my next voicemail messages on this subject. So I'm not going to go into detail about that now. Suffice it to say, the objective of the telephone call is actually to get together with somebody so that I can give them a brief overview of the business, find out whether they are in the market for maybe a change in direction, maybe getting themselves out of the rut that they're in, maybe they want to change their life in some way. So I'm going to find out whether they are in a frame of mind that might be open to opportunities, and then I'm going to give them a brief overview about what might be in the forever business for them at the one-to-one. And at the end of the one-to-one, I am simply going to invite them along to a business presentation. So the purpose of my telephone call is merely to arrange the one-to-one. It's not to sign somebody up in the business. It is not to persuade somebody that it's the right thing for them. It is simply to get together with them over a cup of coffee so that I can show them a brief overview of something that I think could be beneficial to them. I always think about what is in it for them. I always think about how the FLP business could enhance their life. And that's the basis of me making the contact. It's to use the simple forever business cycle. And the business cycle ends with them saying yes or no to joining the business at the end of the business presentation. They come along to the business presentation in the right frame of mind because they've had a one-to-one with me in the first place, which has given a context for them to justify putting the time and effort into coming to the business presentation. And I have spoken to them on the telephone just to arrange to get together with them over a cup of coffee. I have invited them to get together. And it's the art of inviting that is the key art of building a successful networking business. It's not about contacting people. It's not about persuading people. It is simply about inviting people. And I'm going to speak a bit more about inviting people, the right words to use, in my next voicemail.